Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know. We've got Becky Lynch. Becky, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Last time I saw you, you threw my microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said that Marco Stunt would beat up Seth. That didn't happen.
Of course it didn't.
It didn't happen.
Of course it didn't.
Has your stance changed at all on that?
Nor would it happen.
Come on.
No, but this is attached to mine.
I got you. I'll tell you something else I'm getting. I'm getting your book soon.
Oh, yes. Thank
Becky
you.
Lynch.
I appreciate it. For anybody who doesn't know, my book that I wrote by myself, all the words are my own. The Man Not Your Average Girl, available for pre-sale now. Comes out March 26th. Available wherever you get books.
How was that process for you? Because I remember you posted the little teaser and everybody's like, oh my God, she's working on a book. Then you posted something else like kind of downplaying it. So people were like, is she really working on a book? As it turns out, you were.
I was. And I was working on it for many years. And I would go and then I would stop and then I would start again and then I would stop. And it wasn't kind of a cohesive work stream, you
sure.
know? I would sit down and for a while I would get into it. But then I got a proper deadline and that really helped things and that changed the game. And then within about 5 weeks, I scrapped the whole thing, rewrote it, and got to a point that I was very proud of to put out there. And so now I'm looking forward to people reading it and telling me what they think of it.
That's a very candid thing. You're putting your life into words on a page that are going to live forever. Was there anything that you hesitated about, or were you like, let's go ahead and open it up?
Absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. You know, I think, especially when you're talking about other people, right? Because your perspective is your own. You are always going to be biased. You are always going to view yourself as a superhero. But sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're the asshole. So I think it's about being honest, but also representing that person. Because when people are reading your book, they're reading it as if you are the hero of the story. And so you have a tendency to maybe want to villainize people, but I don't think that's fair because they don't get to defend themselves. So I try to be as honest as possible. So when people are assholes, I try to represent them as assholes. When I was the asshole, I definitely represent myself as the asshole.
So I know that you and Rhea Ripley have interacted a lot on WWE TV lately. I mean, it's something that has been fantasy booked for a long time. You had the little interactions. About 5 months ago, it seemed like almost slam dunk. Rhea and Becky closing one night of WrestleMania. CM Punk showed up, then got hurt. The Rock has shown up. There's been so many elements of this. You are competing sort of within your household to close nights of WrestleMania. How do you two sort of reckon that? Is it a healthy competition? Is it a I'm happy for this person if they do it type of thing? But how does that work?
Yeah, I think it's a happy competition, you know, because at the end of the day, the best person's going to win, mm-hmm. right? But there is nobody that has worked harder for the last 12 years for this company who has taken a lot and put it all on his back and has constantly done it with a great attitude and given his all. And so to be able to watch him main event WrestleMania would be incredible. To be able to watch me main event WrestleMania again would also be incredible, because there's no other woman that has done what I have done for the last decade with this company and putting it on my back. Hell, we're a hell of a family. We are a hell of a family. Rue's got some cool parents, all right?
Speaking of putting the company on your back, there are some rumors about contract statuses. I asked Seth earlier. He said, you know what, we're probably going to work out a deal, but there's a lot of things in motion. There are new media deals. There was a merger last year. There are people like Charlotte getting one of the biggest deals ever. How do you sort of look at that and go, pay up?
That's just what you do.
You just look at it.
But I think more than anything, it's about... deciding what the future looks like, right? And what is the best avenue for the future? And what are the goals? And what do you want to achieve? And then you make decisions intelligently.
Becky Lynch, it's always great to see you. Thank you for... Well, you did still try to throw my mic, so...
I couldn't.
You couldn't. You couldn't. Outsmarted her this time. Look at that. Always great to talk to you. Until next time, we're out.
Great chat.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.